this. The 5 foot assassin with the roughneck business. I float like gravity, never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat Arsenio to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanted just to fight for, but you still don't know the half. I sport New Balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path. Messing right with this to catch the size of the. I never have stuff, cause I'm not a half stepper. Drink a lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is special, so won't you suckle with the mission? I never walk the street, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart, it really could be. I just try my best to like go all out. Some might even say, yo, shorty black, you're bugging out.
Zulu Nation, mother's last creation. Minds get flooded. Ejaculation right on the 2-inch tape. The abstract poet incognito runs the cape. Not the best, not the worst. And occasionally I curse to get my point across. So bust the force as I go in between the grit and the dirt. Listen to the mission, listen, missions I do work. As I crack the monotone, chilling up the jazz. So get your own. Smoking R&B cause they try to dupe me. Or the best of the pack, but they can't do rap for us. Abstract, original, you can't get your own, and that's pitiful. I know I'd be the man if I cold yank the plug on R&B, but I can't, and that's bug.
Greetings. This is Gabe and Sasha. We are subbing in for the venerable Isaac and his radio show tonight, kicking it here from 12 to 1 in Medford. You're listening to WMFO 91.5. That last one was Bugging Out by also the venerable Tribe Called Quest. Today I was doing homework in the library and I decided to myself, I want to buy a Tribe Called Quest t-shirt. So I went on eBay and I scrolled for a bit, and then I found just the one. Just the right one. So now that we've covered those bases, we'll get back to the music.
The Oh, it's no idea. fix. So tell me everything about you, so I can watch you move your lips. Cause when I'm with you, girl, you make it slow. Oh, 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 girl, you make me move so slow. Cross the line. Would tell me now before I go, girl. Cause there's no use in wasting time. Cause when I'm with you, girl, you make it slow. Oh, 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 oh. You make me move so slow.
We back. We took a little hiatus. Speaking of the word hiatus, that second song you heard was by Hiatus Coyote, a new cool band on the block. The song was Breathing Underwater. Then you heard Santa Gold's Chasing Shadows.
Great song.
Great song. It was dope when we saw it live two nights ago. Or last night.
No, two nights
ago. Two nights ago. Yeah, last night I was up till 4 a.m. doing an essay.
Silly boy.
It was two nights ago. Yep. And then the last one was Johnny Stinson. The song was called So Good. I had never heard that before until just now, but boy howdy.
It's a good song,
It put a shiver down my spine. Okay. What we got coming up next? Ooh, ooh, wow. Little bit of a vibe change.
100%.
We're going a little older. 60s. A little more cool down. But I still think it'll be an enjoyable experience. Okay.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
sound for this.
Nope, it's fine. You don't need to turn off the sound for the computer. That's the conversation we're having here at WMFO 91.5 in Medford. I think I messed up the order, but it's okay. Okay, so let's ring off some names here. First was, for what it's worth, Buffalo Springfield, an icon, a classic, maybe a little iconoclastic when it came out.
Oh my God.
I don't know. And then Lay Lady Lay by the iconic and classic Bob Dylan. Well, we thought Eli was going to call during this interlude, but he hasn't so far. So
he's still good, though.
It's all right.
He still has time.
It's all right. He'll wait for the next one. Okay. Enough of that. More of this.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's only been one song since we last talked, but the name of the song was Summer Madness, and it was by Kool and the Gang. I'd sure love to meet Kool and the Gang. How fun do you think the gang is, Sasha?
I bet they're so fun. Gabe.
Interesting.
Moment of truth.
Hold on just a second. Just gonna
Sounds
put on.
Like we got a caller, Gabe.
Just gonna
oh
put
God,
on
a
quick
a
song.
Some
Alright, so I want to introduce a couple of special guests. They are Max Jenkins-Getz and Eli Binder. Say hello, guys.
Hello, Medford. How's it going, Massachusetts?
Oh, no.
Word.
Is this, now that we're on air, is it time for shout-outs?
Yeah, you can give whatever shout-out you want. Wait, which number is that?
I'd like to give a shout out to the whole Taint Squad.
Then turn it down.
I also would like to give another shout out to the whole Taint Squad. Also,
turn it
a
down,
late birthday shout out to Peter Hook.
Oh, a very late birthday shout out to Peter Hook.
Is he Filthy Pete or is other Peter Filthy Pete?
Peter Freitag is Filthy Pete.
I thought Peter Freitag was El Peño.
Peter Freitag has both the nickname El Peño and Filthy Pete.
Okay, well, either way, I want to congratulate Peter Hook for surviving that nasty neck cyst that put him in a hospital.
Yo!
And surviving to his 19th birthday. That was quite the accomplishment.
And I'd like to give Max's elbow a shout-out for not making it through today, but
can you hear it?
He's still strong.
Yeah, yeah.
As well as John Ari's jacket, which was stolen by Maya Lefertoso.
Oh, yeah. Shout-out to her.
What up?
We all hope that gets resolved out here in the 401.
What's that?
We hope that worked out well for Eamon and McKeon. And not
that's Eli, right?
Yep.
Eli.
That is Eli.
I also think this would be a good opportunity. I'm sure El Peño / Filthy Pete and Peter Hook would like me to say that, Gabe, you've not been putting on nearly enough plume for any decent radio show.
Touché.
I got to be honest, I recognize that you have not seen Pluma Gumball and therefore do not understand.
But I don't understand because it changed them and I didn't get changed.
Oh, that's why so you hate Drake, too.
Pluma changed all of our lives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Max, you didn't go to Gumball.
No, I did see Flume live, though, but it was miserable just because I had to take a shit the whole time.
Or is it because Flume was bad?
What's that?
Or is it because Flume was bad?
It might have been because of that, but I think it was also because I really had to
poop. Eli, can you stop having side conversations, please?
Eli, yeah, can you focus on the radio right now? We're broadcasting.
Sorry, I was
hey, Michael.
Right now.
Put Michael on speaker, Bindi.
All right, well, Michael, come on.
Michael.
Eli, I told you earlier that you should come up with a conversation topic and then tell me about it when we were on the air. What was it?
What is the conversation topic?
By the way, for all the, whatever, four listeners right now, this is becoming a talk show.
But there's so much more music.
There is not so much more music.
Really?
There is.
Oh, there's another Velvet Underground song.
There's one more Velvet Underground song and then two more.
Mm.
I think Michael's talking.
It's me.
Hey, buddy. I have
we've got like a restaurant full of people, so we can have like four different conversations going on simultaneously on air. So if anyone wants to listen to restaurant sounds.
Restaurant. That sounds terrible. Should be the name of your next radio show, Restaurant Sounds.
And
you
should
just play
record
ambient music the whole time.
Or just various sounds from various restaurants. Yeah, I'll go to restaurants all around the world and just record.
Oh, I would hate that.
Record an hour's worth of noise there.
That would give me anxiety, I think.
And then play a different restaurant every week.
Oh my God. That sounds terrible. Okay, Michael, I want to tell you about this guy who plays drums for my dance class. His name is Jerry.
Who's playing basketball right now?
Yeah, what is that sound?
Oh, that's me.
Oh, my God.
I'm playing basketball right now.
That's lit.
I think you'd really appreciate it, Michael.
Max, yesterday I balled for like 3.5 hours, and I was so beaten and dead afterwards.
He prematurely took Advil, in my opinion.
Talking about like balling now, like how many hours we balled.
We can
I
want
to listen
about
to music, honestly. Just me.
What's that?
I said I think we should put on music for a little while.
I think this should continue being a talk show.
I'm kind of enjoying the talk show format.
Of course you
can
are.
We get political.
Let's get political.
Let's talk about Donald Trump.
He had that controversial Taco Bowl statement today when he said,
he did.
I love Hispanics, even though he has said on other occasions that he does not.
Yeah, it's also interesting that even as he was saying he loved them, he had to assure everyone that he can make better food than them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you can have my love, but you can't have the title of best Taco Bowl.
Which I'm pretty sure is not a food that is really made by anyone except sort of him.
You know what I was thinking about today is it was like the best Taco Bowl grill, like done at Trump's, what is it, Trump's Bar and Grill or something?
Yeah.
I was thinking something to myself, like who on earth in today's world can like go to the Donald Trump restaurant and like not, and that not be a whole thing?
That's true.
You know? Where are you going for lunch? The Donald Trump Bar and Grill? You can't say that.
That's a good one, Gabe. That's insightful.
Thank you.
Who's on from the Michael Eli end right now?
It's Eli Binder. And let me tell you
Hey, Eli.
Hi, Sasha. How's your day been?
Oh, it's been nice. I had to get x-rays for my foot, but it turned out to be okay.
How's everyone's finals preparation going?
What a mundane conversation topic.
I know.
Max.
I don't even get to keep my x-rays.
Max, come back and try again with that weak shit.
What was your joke about eating at a Donald Trump restaurant?
You said we should talk about political things.
You didn't talk about political things. You just said it would be weird to get like food at Donald Trump's restaurant.
Yeah, and then you told me
in
it was insightful.
In this day and age.
You can get restaurant at these nuts.
Is Nate Jenkins.
Oh.
Nate Jenkins is an NRA supporter.
Oh my God.
Nate Jenkins is an NRA protector.
Nate Jenkins is now part of this conversation.
Nate Jenkins, can we not make Nate Jenkins part of this conversation?
I went to his house and he had his chickens and his guns and he said, the government isn't taking my guns from me.
Wait, Bindi, have I talked to you about Nate recently?
Yes, you have. Okay. Shout out to my boy.
Just check in that I had. All right.
I get it.
I just wasn't sure because I had a feeling that topic might come up if you weren't. If you didn't know about it,
the listeners, the listeners aren't in on the joke though.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I guess you're a listener and not a host.
I guess
then.
So.
Ha.
Pretty messed up.
Max, tell me about the ball scene at UC Berkeley.
Well, right. I'm in like an empty gym just shooting a basketball.
That's dope. Is it indoor? What material is the floor made out of? Are the backboards glass? Are the nets good? Are the balls high quality? What is the level of play? Is it mostly half or full court?
Sure. Actually, on that note, I'm about to start a game.
So don't you dare.
I'm gonna have to hop off of this conference call. But I very much appreciated the talk show format. I hope you stick with that. Another shout out to Alpeño.
Where is Alpeño? And Alpeño, if you're out there listening, why do you have a shark tooth necklace on in all of your formal pictures?
And why is he wearing pink leather shoes? What's going on?
The shoes are fine. The shoes are a funky twist on the suit look.
They are funky.
Why the shark tooth necklace? I think it must have some sort of symbolic meaning beyond the fashion statement.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you see a funny meme or something?
No. I just want you to have a shark tooth necklace and be like, I swam with this shark when I was surfing.
Damn.
Yeah, Gabe, that's
that was a fucking sub.
All right, I'm going to pop off right now, but keep the show strong.
Okay.
And goodbye. Bye.
Bye, Max. It is now just me and Eli Binder.
I think Michael told me Eli hung up. I'm not sure if that's accurate information.
It would appear so. All right, listeners. I guess we might as well just continue the talk show format.
No. Music.
Well,
music.
All right, we'll leave it up to the listeners.
One more song, and then we can talk.
But it's mostly, I'm going to read off the remaining songs on our GNS Take WMFO playlist. And then Sasha is going to decide which one we play. We have Heroin by the Velvet Underground, Tear Me Up RAC Mix by Bob Moses and RAC, and No Rest for the Wicked.
That one's so good, though. Oh, my God.
Ooh, who is it? Who's this?
Oh, Michael said it's silent right now.
Oh, yeah, what's up? All right. You're on, Bindi.
Yay or nay? Cigarettes are cool.
Nay.
I'm a firm nay.
Firm nay?
But firm nay.
There's a trend of all the cool kids walking around in black leather jackets, smoking on their bogeys, and being cooler than me. Maybe adopting British accents. Explain how that happened.
I think you should just adopt the British accent, and people would be like, wow, he definitely didn't have that before, but like, I respect it a lot. I think that's what would happen, probably.
You would never respect someone you knew who gained a British accent.
I'm 19 years old. That's unacceptable.
You would never, ever respect that person again. You are out of your mind.
Story of one of my
Can you imagine if you knew someone?
Yeah, I know. I was.
Oh, my goodness.
One of my best friends, I met him in high school. He was an innocent kid. And then midway through 11th grade, he started smoking cigarettes and telling people he was born in Brighton. I mean.
Oh, I know that kid. And now he has pierced ears and a fat mohawk.
I saw that.
Is this actually a person you know?
This is Max.
In his bathroom.
What?
This is, we're describing Max.
What?
Wait, Bindi, you know that Max has pierced ears and a ridiculous haircut, right?
I know. It's sad. He went to Berkeley and changed forever.
Wow. I want to change forever. Maybe I should go see Flume at Govball.
I was thinking that we could spend that $300 and just go see Flume all the time. Like the next
year,
just
every follow day. Him on tour.
You know, he changed my life. He being all of Flume. You know.
I like this.
You like Flume? Me too.
That's how I meet people around here. My Tinder profile has a picture of Flume and it says, "I like Flume. LMK, if you do too."
Oh my god, it's so funny here. It's so funny here at Tufts. And we always play Pictionary. And mm-hmm. I always draw a Flume. And everyone, because Flume is so big, everyone knows what it is. But you can never accurately draw a Flume. What does that even look like?
Come on.
Like water flowing?
I would
draw like a log flume ride.
Oh, I would never guess what that is. Oh, no, I'm going to do a Google image.
That's a flue. Yeah, once my mom forgot to open the flue.
A flue is the fireplace.
Yeah, when we were lighting a fire and it just got smoke all over our like house.
Wait, if I do a Google image search of flume, it's just going to be a picture of the
musician. Now there's a note in our fireplace that says, open the flue.
Sasha, I just want to let you know, because Gabe knows this, but I was into Flume before they were big.
Oh, yeah?
Of course.
Do you know who showed me Flume, Bindi? Pearl Marasigan.
Your favorite least popular tracks, Eli?
My least popular...
List them in order of least well-known.
Okay, I'll be real, Sasha. I just vibe with them. I don't know them.
Yeah, for sure. I get that, totally.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just go to them in concert.
Uh-huh.
Concerto, as they say in Flume speak.
I would imagine it's spiritual for you.
I feel like that would reduce it to something that it's greater than. So
really?
Maybe not.
Yeah. No, I get that.
I can't really explain it to you.
I get that.
No offense.
No, it's fine.
You literally cannot find a picture of... When you look up Flume on the internet, you do not get anything but the artist. Now, the dictionary definition of flume is a deep, narrow channel or ravine with a stream running through it. So I'm going to pop that phrase into Google Images, and hopefully then we'll see what a flume really looks like.
Yes.
So, a deep, narrow channel.
Wait, why would you not just look up a flume
on
Google Images?
Oh, because only the artist Flume comes up on Google Images.
You have to look it up, a flume in quotes. A picture of a flume, all of that in quotes.
Ah, that seems like a whole thing. A deep, narrow channel or ravine with a stream running through it.
You want to go on the radio? Want to go on the radio?
Who is it?
I want my friend to go on the radio.
Who is your friend?
You guys want to go on the radio?
Wow, great flume pictures here.
Mm. I'm putting my friend on the radio.
Who is it? Speak.
Hello.
Identify yourself.
Alex Daigle.
Bagel.
Oh, I think we met. I came and visited, and I think we met.
You remember him, but not me. From that weekend.
Oh, Sasha also came and visited Brown that weekend.
And Gabe forgot that I was there because he got so drunk.
Shh.
But remembers everything else.
That's a lie.
Nope.
That's so weird. No, it's still playing. It's just delayed.
Wait.
Gabe?
Bindi.
He wants to leave.
He left?
He's a little drunk right now, you know, Thursdays.
I can hear the radio playing on your speaker, and it's so...